Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. When I recently heard that we were actually importing cement into this country, it kind of piqued my curiosity. Steve Krim, president of American Foundations, a project of Common Sense America, joins us to talk about that. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show today.
Steve, this was kind of a head scratcher for me. So for the benefit of our listening audience and myself, if you could give us the background leading up to how do we get to this point where we're importing a whole bunch of cement?
That's a great question. Let me just start a little bit about a Common Sense America. We started 4 years ago with a simple goal of just bringing people together on some of the most pressing issues our country faces and promote solutions that overwhelming majority of Americans can agree on. And, you know, Americans from all walks of life can agree that when our economy is strong, America's strong. An economy, a strong American economy starts with a strong American supply chain, and there's no piece of that supply chain more fundamental than cement. You know, cement's the backbone of everything we build in this country, roads and bridges and ports, you know, schools, manufacturing facilities, and LNG terminals, data centers. You can't build any of it without cement. It's the very foundation of our supply chain, and when that's weak, our entire economy is weak. And unfortunately, we've begun to see some signs that domestic production of cement is beginning to weaken. It was down 4% last year while demand skyrocketed. And what made up that void was foreign cement. In fact, it's making up 22% of our entire supply. And, you know, think about that. That's nearly one out of every four tons of cement used to build American infrastructures coming from overseas. Often from unstable markets like Vietnam or Morocco, Turkey, and it's an inconsistent quality and zero connection to our economic security.
Yeah, I mean, because if you think about it on a construction project, it begs of a whole lot of other disciplines to make sure that this product that you have, and I guess sometimes you can they mix it with domestic product or do they? And do we know what really the outcomes are?
Right. It's an issue of, you know, standards and consistency. And, you know, American cement operates under the strictest of guidelines. And I think, you know, one thing that Louisiana's faced is, you know, a lot of its infrastructure, over 1,500 bridges are rated poor or obsolete. And, you know, when that happens, when you're importing this foreign cement, it's not as stable and it's not as durable. And, you know, our policymakers need to look at that. And a way to fix it.
So what's causing this supply chain issue, or this domestic supply chain issue for us? What's behind it? Is it regulatory? Is it we're not able to make a profit on this? Or what is it?
Well, part of it, I believe, is the demand. I mean, what we're seeing is an overwhelming spike in demand for product. And while we do need to fill some of those holes, you know, our domestic production definitely can increase and needs to increase. I think it's a cut corners, possibly. It's really hard to say, but what we saw as we've been looking at the data is a decrease in overall domestic production, which is a significant concern anytime you're dealing with your supply chains, especially with something as fundamental as concrete, cement.
Well, it is the present, I mean, this is not a new phenomenon. Has the previous administration or this administration attempted to address this issue?
That's a really great question. I think it's something that's just something that we're just currently raising awareness of and really encouraging policymakers at every level to look at. I don't think it's something that really crosses their mind or has not crossed their mind in the past, but it's something that definitely needs to be looked at moving forward as we build out, you know, this kind of infrastructure renaissance that we're going through.
You know, this is not something completely foreign to us, no pun intended, but, you know, we've dealt with this issue in the seafood industry relative to seafood imports and the quality of that and how they farm seafood and some of the things that they're utilizing to increase the growth and the speed of the growth of seafood product and then bringing it over here, that we've had to deal with that issue. I wonder whether it would be worth our while to begin to look at all of the silos, and of course there are thousands upon thousands. It sounds like a lot of a big undertaking, but to gain a better understanding of where we are failing, because really when I hear this, we're failing ourselves, right?
Oh, absolutely we are. I mean, our economy is really dependent upon, you know, the American cement and a steady domestic supply. It's a national security issue. When if we're not producing our own cement, then we're depending on foreign countries for that cement. And, you know, if we have disruptions in the supply chain, it means that we can't build our critical infrastructure. You know, I think that this is an issue that the new Trump administration, and its prioritizing of reshoring jobs and bringing manufacturing back to our country, I think it's something that this is just one of those big issues that we are now looking at as something that has to be addressed to ensure that we have a steady stream of domestic supply for all those needs. And, New Orleans specifically, you know, with all the infrastructure projects and the constant upgrades and everything else that they're going through to have a highly durable, strong, long lasting domestic cement, it means less cost to taxpayers over the long run.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're visiting with Steve Krim, President of American Foundations, a project of Common Sense America. Steve, but you have to admit that, I mean, it's almost weekly, we hear about a phenomenon kind of similar to this about, you know, supply chain challenges that we have and our reliance on imports and, you know, and our trade imbalance. I mean, we hear it about China almost every day.
Absolutely. Yes, no, 100%. It's an issue that Common Sense America has been really eyeing for the better part of 4 years, you know, and specifically with China. We really got started on this issue on the critical minerals aspect of it, you know, because we were so reliant critical with like lithium batteries and everything else, and we just couldn't mine it here in the U.S. And we started asking the hard question, why? And, you know, what we don't want to see is, and the reason why was because we were, we weren't doing it here. We just weren't able to pull the material out of the ground. And, you know, what we're seeing now is with the domestic cement supply is, you know, as we're offshoring this material and bringing it back from foreign sources, we're losing we're going to start losing our manufacturing facilities here. And that's why we want to alert, and that's why we've launched StrongAmericanFoundations.org as a project, is, you know, to make sure that we guard against the threat of losing more and more of our domestic manufacturing capability for cement.
Steve, I know folks like yourself have been around a long time that are kind of watching these, what I'm going to refer to as these nuances, right? Do we really believe that our federal government is set up in such a fashion that we can, that we're nimble enough and that we're forward thinking enough to really deal with these issues?
I believe that we're becoming so. I mean, I will say that this administration has definitely renewed its focus on this type of issue. I believe they're doing a really good job of creating a national priority. And I think that that's what's been lacking for so long. We were always concerned more about the end product rather than the manufacturing process. And we were okay with the idea of manufacturing overseas or bringing in the raw material. And, you know, I think this administration in its efforts to bring back the manufacturing, and it's, you know, what we've seen as far as investments overall in various, you know, critical mineral development and that sort of thing is a renewed focus and a long-term vision of how we need to compete at the global market. And just sure, our domestic supply chain is strong, because without a strong domestic supply chain, it's very difficult to compete globally. And that's why, again, like I said, like we're so focused on the cement issue, since it's the material that's used in everything. Every infrastructure project and every building material, residential, commercial, doesn't matter. Cement's utilized. That's the second most utilized material in construction.
Yeah, and it should be fairly obvious to us, right? Because we have had a recent happenstance where we've had this over-reliance on imports, and just talking about the pharmaceutical industry, with what we went through during the pandemic and the supply chain issues, that we recognize that we were really at a significant disadvantage because of, we parched out an entire sector of the pharmaceutical industry and put it in someone else's hands.
Right. Not just pharmaceuticals, others. And what we don't want to do is we want to make sure that we stop that practice, right? We learned that specifically from pharmaceuticals, that it hurts our overall economy. And it's no way, we actually don't end up with a cost savings. So, you know, that's why, again, like I said, like that's why we're so focused on this cement, you know, and a strong supply chain means a strong American economy, and importing materials weakens the state of our overall economy.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about something as basic as like antibiotics, right? Mm-hmm. The utilization in this country, and I think everybody was kind of blindsided by the revelation that we don't control that sector of the pharmaceutical business. China does. It's like, what?
Right. Yeah.
Since when? Yeah, when did that happen?
And then what you see is you see kind of the intellectual side moving to other countries, right? So, the brain trust, or there's a brain drain from our country to other countries when it comes to pharmaceuticals, or when it comes to other issues, including, you know, cement. You know, if there's no demand for manufacturing here and we're importing it all, then we start to lose that knowledge base of building highly durable, long-lasting cement. So, you know, this is kind of the canary in the coal mine, was seeing this drop in production of cement, and we wanted to raise awareness of it as quickly as we possibly could, and really focus in on it so that our policymakers can see it and start developing some policies that can prevent the further offshoring of our cement supply.
What is the potential gross sales amount of cement in this country annually? I mean, it's got to be a huge number.
It is. It's in the billions. It's in the billions. I mean, we're talking about 600,000 jobs just for Louisiana alone. It's $100 million in annual payroll and 2,500 jobs. And you know, extrapolate that out to the rest of the country, I think we're looking at billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, and it's amazing because it's in a, you know, they're good paying jobs, and obviously we've been upside down in Louisiana, so this has a significant impact for us.
It does. You know, Louisiana is kind of on the forefront right now of some economic growth, some really exciting new projects, you know, coming down the pipeline as far as data centers are concerned, and some new energy production, and then the LNG going on in Southwest Louisiana, the exports of that, and that all depends on high quality, durable cement.
Yeah, it's interesting. You would think that we would want to take care of our cement producers here. Maybe, you know, if there's going to be some enormous as opposed to the importation. I mean, I don't profess to understand all of the macroeconomics of this, but I like controlling my destiny.
And the way you do that is with your domestic supply chain, right?
It's, yeah. I get that, right?
Yeah.
Just in my own little micro world and managing my budget at home, I like controlling my destiny and having some say so.
Right. Yeah. It really is the fundamental basis of any strong economy. So when you control your destiny, you can grow, and you can build, and you can do the things necessary to take care of your people.
That's what I love about being a radio talk show host. Every day there's a revelation and a head scratcher for me, and you try to figure out what are we doing? What
right?
You know, how did we get to where we are?
Right. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't keep you up too much at night either.
No. Thankfully not. I'm not there. I'd probably be jumping off a bridge, but but I just.
Well, hopefully it's one made with American cement.
There you go. One that's going to be good and sturdy. Steve Krim, thank you so much for joining us. President, American Foundations, a project of Common Sense America. Truly appreciate you bringing this issue forward. It's one I never expected to hear, but here it is.
Thank you, Noah. I appreciate it.
Yes, yet another challenge. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.